Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. Florida is becoming one of the most active political states in the early election cycle. Last week, we covered Representative Charlie Crist announcing another run for governor, and now the Axios News website is reporting that Orlando area Congresswoman Stephanie Murphy has decided to enter the statewide Democratic primary to challenge Senator Marco Rubio and will apparently formally announce her intentions sometime in June. Ms. Murphy, who is of Vietnamese descent and was born in Ho Chi Minh City in 1978, was elected to the House in 2016, defeating veteran Republican Congressman John Mica. She will be a credible opponent to Senator Rubio, but the incumbent Republican will be cast as the favorite heading into the election year. Representative Murphy's departure from the House, and potentially that of another Orlando Congresswoman, Val Demings, who is likely to run for governor, could allow Republican map drawers to make the Orlando area more fertile territory for the GOP in redistricting. They may be able to do the same in the Tampa Bay region, since Representative Crist is leaving his political marginal district to run for governor. In Pennsylvania, Republicans drew yet another candidate into retiring Senator Pat Toomey's open seat race. Afghan war veteran Sean Parnell, who came to fame when President Trump, in a pre-COVID Pittsburgh area rally, called out Mr. Parnell from the audience to run for Congress. He did, and came within 2 percentage points of defeating Democratic incumbent Connor Lamb. Now, Mr. Parnell is entering the open Senate race. Ironically, his former congressional opponent, Mr. Lamb, is also a potential Democratic candidate, though both parties have large fields already forming. Pennsylvania, because it will likely be the Democrats' top national conversion target, is fast becoming the premier national 2022 Senate race. We've witnessed a lot of recent action in governor's races around the country. Virginia Republicans held their unique drive-through convention, where delegates went to one of 39 assigned locations to vote from their car. In a system that used the ranked choice runoff method, former private equity investment company CEO Glenn Youngkin was nominated, defeating businessman Pete Snyder and 5 others. Mr. Youngkin will likely face former governor and ex-Democratic National Committee chairman Terry McAuliffe in the general election. Mr. McAuliffe is expected to easily win the Democratic primary on June 8th. In California, the University of California at Berkeley released their latest gubernatorial recall election poll. The study found Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom surviving the recall bid on a 49-36% count, but the issue questions suggest underlying weakness that could turn the tide. On the Cal Berkeley poll, Mr. Newsom finished with poor ratings in all but 3 issue areas. He scored worst in the crime prevention, housing cost, and homeless issues. He rebounded on his handling of the COVID pandemic, climate change, and health care. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has officially drawn a Republican primary challenge from former state senator and wealthy DFW area auto dealer Don Huffines. More on this race will be forthcoming. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.